humble hero, the stilling of the storm. Now the close of the day found him so completely weary that he went looking for rest in some solitary place across the lake. He asked his disciples to accompany him there. After he had sent the crowds away, the disciples took him into the boat and quickly set off. But other fishing boats lying near the shore were soon crowded with people who followed Jesus, still eager to see and hear him. The Savior, overcome with weariness and hunger, lay down in the stern of the boat and soon fell asleep. The evening had been calm and pleasant, but suddenly darkness spread over the sky, and a fierce storm burst upon the lake. The waves, lashed into fury by howling winds, dashed fiercely over the boat and threatened to sink it. Helpless in the grasp of the storm, they saw their boat filling. Focused on their efforts to save themselves, they had forgotten that Jesus was on board. Now, seeing only death before them, they remembered who had commanded them to set out across the sea. Their only hope was in Jesus. "Master! Master!" But the roaring tempest drowned out their voices, and there was no reply. Doubt and fear overtook them. Jesus had conquered disease and demons and even death. Was he powerless to help his disciples now? Was he unaware of their distress? Apparently, they were going to be swallowed up by the hungry waters. Suddenly, a flash of lightning pierced the darkness, and they saw Jesus lying asleep, undisturbed by the tempest. In amazement, they exclaimed, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Their cry awakened Jesus. As the lightning's glare revealed him, they saw the peace of heaven in his face. They saw tender love in his glance, and they cried, "Lord, save us! We are perishing!" Never did anyone utter that cry unheard. As the disciples grasped their oars to make a last effort, Jesus rose. While the storm raged and the waves broke over them, he lifted his hand and said to the angry sea, "Peace, be still." The waves sank, the clouds rolled away, and the stars came out. The boat rested on a quiet sea. Then Jesus asked sorrowfully, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" A hush fell on the disciples. Terror and despair had seized the occupants of the boats that had set out to accompany Jesus. The storm had driven the boats close together, and all on board saw the miracle. The people whispered among themselves, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?"